It's all over but the shouting. Actually, that's not over at all.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for November 11th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
So, election over.
Apparently there was an election. You want to hear the weirdest thing? We were recording this on Friday. I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. So we were recording on Friday. The Cubs won the World Series a week and 2 days ago.
Wow.
It feels like it was 6 months. It's been such a tumultuous.
Because happy? Not so.
Not so happy. For those of you who may not know this, you're listening to the Prickly City Podcast. I'm really glad you're listening. Two, we had an election. And my boy, to start, lead off with the, self-interest, Gary Johnson, Libertarian ticket of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld got 3.8% of the vote. They couldn't even get up to 5 to make them a national party. So, I took a risk. I rolled the dice.
And you lost.
I lost. Well, the country lost.
Yes, but, big time.
They did. So, of course, as we all know, the obese Oompa Loompa won. And, so there we are. I write the strip. It's here, a little inside baseball. I write the strip 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule. So I had to kind of write it in a way that I didn't know who won because I didn't. I had an idea that because, I'm a pundit. And an expert. Did you know this, Janine?
I did not know that.
Well, now you
know. I knew
the
pundit part.
Yeah, I'm an expert, too. And I made predictions and made them very publicly that Hillary was going to win by a nose, but by a wide margin in the Electoral College.
Whoops.
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to me ever again. I wouldn't listen to any of the experts. Polling, of course, was a joke as well. Slate Magazine and Daily Beast, and I forget who else, was running real-time exit polling during the course of Election Day. And a lot of us in the newsroom here at the Chicago Tribune were questioning whether or not they should be able to do this. I mean, obviously, they have a legal right to do it and a constitutional right to do it. But should they be doing it? The old way was to just, and wait until the polls of those states closed. And then you say, our exit polling showed X, Y, and Z. Well, the exit polling for Slate, it was the same company that did it for two or three other websites, said that Hillary was going to win by landslide. just to show you, the whole thing has been so messed up. So anyway, I write this thing 2.5 weeks ago. There were happy things like, vote, which I always put that every 4 years. You should get out and vote, regardless of how you're going to cast your ballot. The shouting will go on. As we all know, and it's all over but the shouting, and it's just, no, the shouting apparently will never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever end. And I wrote one of my favorite lines of the campaign. It says, our long national nightmare is over until the next one.
Oh, but Carl Mee completely disagrees with you. Says, our long national nightmare is about to start.
Well, that's probably, that could be true.
This was before they knew who won either.
Was that before the election?
Yes.
Yeah, as I mentioned, these were written before the election. We've had the election. We've had a couple days of President-elect Trump. Janine, I can't say that. It just seems weird.
Wrong. And awful.
So very, very wrong, and not in the good way.
Is there a wrong in the right way?
Oh, yes, there is. He goes to the White House. Trump goes to the White House, meets with President Obama, and they have a powwow. And, it just looks weird. And, this is going to take some getting used to. I'm a never Trump conservative, I'm afraid. And I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. Just telling you right here and now.
Yeah, we'll see. I doubt that it'll be good, but let's hope it is.
And they're projecting all these things like, well, maybe he'll come around. It was just an act, and now he'll act presidential. He has never shown this in his entire life, any proclivity towards acting as an adult, ever.
He's already shown that with his Twitter account.
Yes.
Bashing the protesters and then praising them.
Right. Apparently, he got hold of his BlackBerry for a second and tweeted something, and then they had to, tweet out something that sounded like it was actually written by an adult. Anywho, so apparently we got a lot of comments this week.
We did get comments. I'm going to start because we may be running out of time. I'm not sure. I'm going to start with this one that is hilarious.
Well, we have plenty of time.
Nasaram said, This is on election day. My wife just told me that there is a real estate broker outside of our polling places serving free coffee. The sign on her table says, moving to Canada. I can sell your home. Didn't make enough question mark. Moving to Canada?
That is very funny. And that showed a lot of pluck by that real estate agent.
Yep.
We don't have enough pluck.
Must be a good one.
Today's Prickly City mentions that the bonus will be that we'll never hear from the loser again. Did that must
oh,
have
a lot been. Of comments
oh,
on
I bet.
That. Let me see if I can find them.
Should I just keep talking?
I guess so. I had some comments here.
You can make something up. People,
I guess so. Maybe I didn't write the right ones down. But most of them said, first of all, you're wrong on that. Pretty much everyone agreed.
What, that
with
I'm
that,
wrong?
That, well, that you're, of course you're going to hear about the, you're going to hear the, from the, no matter what, you'd have heard from the losers again. We're going to hear all about Hillary's email scandal still. Trump is in a place where he threatened to basically put her in jail, so he either has to back down, which is fine. He can back down because he's done a lot of backing down and flip-flopping and changing things, so I don't think that should be a problem.
I go on to talk about their president, and it's always been a bone of contention with me. It started in the 2000 election, which was, of course, very contentious and ended in a very controversial way with a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court in favor of eventual President George W. Bush. And people would say, well, that's your president. And you know, it happened 8 years later when Barack Obama was elected, and the right, of course, said, that's not my president. That's their president, not my president. And, of course, now we have protesters, and we live close to the Trump Tower here in Chicago. And so we've been noticing those people and signs, they're not my president. Well, that's not how it works, people. You know, we have an election. We have an electoral college. You win there, you get the prize, and then you become my president. That person becomes your president. This is how this works. So it's like I said, it's always been kind of a bone of contention with me, and it's always been, a hot button issue for me, and it pisses me off, frankly, when people say that.
Well, Gamma Guy says we must accept the results of the election and uphold the Constitution, particularly the constitutional limits on the power of the president. And he wrote this before the election, so he says no matter who wins.
Well, good. Yeah, that's true. I mean, what else? The only other option is revolution, and those never end well. Well, one did about 230 years ago. But other than that, mostly revolution's not good for anybody.
Nope. Well, we have a comment, actually, by someone who pretty much agrees with you.
Oh, God.
William Martin said...
I don't get that in my own house.
No. William Martin says, I used to wonder how the German people could have elected a racist, misogynist, hate-filled, genocidal fascist, Hitler, to be their chancellor. I wonder no longer. I've seen it happen. It seems that we are incapable of learning the lessons of history. I'm not a liberal. I am just disgusted by vulgarity, misogyny, racism, fascism, and warmongering.
Well, that's... Yeah, you know what? It's just... It comes down for me... This sounds very base and maybe, I don't know, naive, but I happen to believe in manners that in the golden rule that is espoused in every religion on the planet. You know, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Treat each other with respect.
But how do you reconcile that with doing your comic strip where obviously you call the candidates liars and...
Well, they are liars.
And that's treating them with respect.
That's as respectful as I can be. No, I agree. There's a balance, and there are truth tellers. I'd like to think I'm one of them. Maybe I'm just kidding myself, but so for me, for my faith, that may be a whole new podcast because we're running a little long this week. I struggle with that every week because as a Christian, as someone who believes in that edict that I did speak of, I've actually had conversation with priests in my life over the years over that very subject. You know, how do you rectify? How can I rectify being a Christian, turning the other cheek, having grace, practicing forgiveness, and still have the job that I have? And the answer I got from one priest was, I think God understands. Which, okay, I'll run with that. He went to theology school and wears a funny collar, so I get to, he probably knows more than I do. But that, yeah, that's a great question. And it's one, like I say, I wrestle with all the time. All the time. And in fact, if I could be totally revelatory here, share a little personal side, when we're at church and it's time to pray, that's one of the things I pray for, is that I become a tool of Jesus, and that I hope I'm doing his work. Whether or not I am, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope, and obviously, like I just said, I pray that I am.
Well, you are a good guy.
I try to be. Not always. I'm kind of a jerk sometimes.
Readers don't always know that, but you are.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. It is going to be a fascinating 4 years. It is. I think you and I are going to disagree a lot. You, the listeners, and I think the readers. And that's okay. We encourage you to participate in the conversation. Go to gocomics.com/Prickly City and leave a comment. We'll certainly try to mention it here on the podcast. Otherwise, if you want to just drop us a line directly, you can write us at pricklycity@gmail.com. I want to thank WGN Plus and WGN for putting up with us and doing this. Giving us Michael Heidemann, who is our producer, who's waving.
Yay, Michael.
One day, he will actually will hear his voice, and you'll be stunned. It's a lovely voice, and he's a lovely man.
He's a very lovely man.
He is. And Janine, thank you for doing this as well. Until next time, everybody, we'll see you in the funny papers.